Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The good shepherd is risen. He who laid down his life for his sheep, who died for his flock, he is risen indeed. Alleluia. For the past 12 years, I have been making my annual retreat at Clear Creek Abbey of Our Lady of the Annunciation in Oklahoma. Clear Creek Abbey is a Benedictine abbey where about 50 Benedictine monks continue St. Benedict's tradition of the rhythm of ora et labora, prayer and work. And one of the unique things about Clear Creek Abbey is that they have sheep. Lots of sheep. There's over 200 sheep at Clear Creek Abbey. And one of the monks, Brother Joseph Marie, is their shepherd. As their faithful shepherd, Brother Joseph Marie has to protect the sheep from the wild coyotes and foxes that roam about the hills of Oklahoma, who want to eat the sheep for a midnight snack. And of course, during the day, Brother Joseph Marie spends his day feeding the sheep. The sheep will graze for an average of about 7 hours a day, usually in the morning hours and in the evening hours, not too much during the heat of the day. And fortunately, the abbey has over 1,000 acres where these sheep can graze from pasture to pasture. What do the sheep eat? Well, they eat, as you know, grass, clover, and forbs. Forbs. It's a broadleaf flowering plant that is not a grass. Forbs comes from the Greek word forbe, meaning pasture or fodder. And forbs is usually the first choice of the sheep in pasture, because forbs are very nutritious. As compared to cattle and other animals I know, sheep eat a very nutritious diet and always go for the more nutritious things like forbs first before going to something like grass. Now, why all of this talk about sheep and their diet? Well, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and it's known as Good Shepherd Sunday, because on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we always read some part of chapter 10 from St. John's Gospel, where Jesus says that he is our good shepherd. Jesus says he is the good shepherd, and we are his people, the sheep of his flock. And with his shepherd's staff that gives us courage, he protects us while walking in the dark valleys of this life. He protects us from the attacks of our arch enemy, the devil, who is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Jesus says that he will go looking for us when we run away from him through sin. Jesus, the good shepherd, will bring us back to his one sheepfold, carrying us on his shoulders, because every sheep is important to Jesus. He cares about each and every one of us. And most importantly, the good shepherd feeds us. When I was growing up in the 70s, there was that song, "Like a Shepherd, He Feeds his flock. And the good shepherd really feeds his flock, not with grass, clover, and forbs, but with a very surprising food. His own body and blood. I can guarantee you that at the Abbey, Brother Joseph Marie does not say to the sheep during the dry season in Oklahoma where there's a scarcity of grass, clover, and forbs. I can guarantee you that Brother Joseph Marie does not say to the sheep, "You can chew on my arm. You can nibble at my toes." Brother Joseph Marie never says that. But Jesus says that. He says, "Chew on my flesh. Gnaw at my flesh." Jesus, the Good Shepherd, gives us a very unique food, his own body and blood. Incredible. We get to eat the flesh of the shepherd and drink the blood of the shepherd. That's how much Jesus wants to feed us and fill us with his life. At the end of today's gospel, Jesus says, "I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." How do we receive this more abundant life that Jesus promises? Jesus tells us, "The one who feeds on me will have life because of me. Whoever feeds on my flesh has eternal life." For Jesus says that if we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we will live forever. Now that sounds like a more abundant life. Every Sunday, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, spreads the table before us in the sight of our foes and becomes a little lamb for us. The irony of ironies, the shepherd becomes a little lamb so that we can eat the flesh of the Lamb of God and drink his blood. And that's abundant life.